This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Every weekday, we talk with public officials, business and education leaders, nonprofit organizations, and more about the issues of the day. As we work hard to help you stay connected with local news and information, presented by Roseburg Foot and Ankle Specialists. Now, here's Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here. We cover a lot of serious topics on this program, but sometimes we move over to the lighter side of things, especially in the summertime when there are some neat events going on at a number of our venues around the area. Riverbend Live Summer Concert Series celebrating its 30th anniversary this year. And for most of that time, they have always featured cowboy poetry and Western music for one of those Friday nights. That happens this time around. And four performers this time: Andy Hedges, Jake Riley, Kristen Harris, and Dakota Robinson. Dakota is going to join us on our second segment, but Kristen Harris on with us now. Thanks for being on with us.
Thanks for having me.
So you bring Western swing music and storytelling to the evening. A six-time International Western Music Association Entertainer of the Year. Seems like you're a little young to have 6 years of any kind of honors.
It's been a wild and wonderful journey, but I'm so excited to be coming to Winston for the Riverbend Live.
So talk about your background and how you got into doing what you do.
Well, I didn't grow up in a musical family, but I did grow up with a love for land and animals instilled into me. Grew up on a small farm here in Texas. And that, I've also always been an old soul. And that is kind of what got me into old Western movies and started listening to just the really old cowboy songs, Western swing. That's initially what inspired me to want to pick up a guitar and play it. And I not only loved what the songs were about, but I loved the sound of them. And so I started teaching myself, wound up with some great mentors in guitar as well. But it just was one of those things that I latched onto, and it was my passion. You know, it was a God-given thing because I just never looked back. And I was very shy, very introverted, never aspired to have any kind of career that put me on a stage, but that's just where it took me.
So you weren't interested in doing country music or pop music or anything like that?
I was not. I mean, that wasn't what grabbed me and made me want to play music. Now, I grew up, the music my dad exposed me to was classic country music. And I still love all that stuff. And I sing some of that, but I was not following my peers with the mainstream and what was popular. They were listening to Britney Spears and I was listening to Bob Wills and Roy Rogers.
Wow. So talk about, did you look at this initially as a career, or did you think initially this would be more of a hobby?
It was, again, like, I don't think I was thinking about that. It was something that when I started playing guitar, it was just addicting. And I think I was thinking of it as a hobby. I definitely did not foresee it becoming a career. I was just enjoying it. I was 14 years old. I was singing to my horses when, you know, other people weren't around, and I didn't have any concept of making it into a career.
Now, one of your songs, you talk about your love for animals, is about cows. We're going to play a segment of that in a moment, but tell us about the song.
Yeah, so this is one. Several years ago, I started my own cattle herd, and that's a lot of what, you know, cowboy music and poetry is about, is the agricultural lifestyle of raising cattle and the the people that do that. And this one's kind of a humorous song about all the things that go wrong when you have cattle. But it's one of the ones that gets requested the most. People love this song. It's just a lot of fun and swingy too.
All right, stay on the line as we listen to a part of Cows.
Everything is better with some cows around. Living in town sometimes brings me down. Let me bestow this Western blessing. Share what I have found. May you always have cows around. What else you gonna spend that extra money on? What else is gonna get you up hours before dawn? What else is gonna keep you toiling on and on and on? May you always have cows around. Come on, you know you got too much time on your hands. Not nearly enough complication in your plans. You need to invite all of the frustration that you can. May you always have cows around. Everything is better with some cows around. Living in town sometimes brings me down. Let me bestow this Western blessing. Leave you saddlebound. May you always have cows around.
That is the song Cows there. Kristen Harris is on with us. Now, when I listen to the production value of the music, I can tell it's very modern in the recording, but when I hear your voice, I'm transformed. I feel like I'm listening to a recording going way back, but yet you're 32. My.
Yes. Well, yeah, I'm an old soul for sure.
So where can people access your recordings, kind of get a feel of what all you've been doing?
I have a website, kristinharris.com, and my first name is spelled K-R-I-S-T-Y-N. And that has my tour schedule. It has my music, pretty much everything there. Of course, you can also find my music on all the platforms that you get music from. So it's pretty much available everywhere.
Now, isn't it kind of unique to be talking about all these high-tech platforms and then you're talking about Western music from that sounds like it's a long time ago when you were playing an actual record?
Yeah, that's true. It's a little bit of a juxtaposition, but you know what? You got to keep one foot in each world a little bit, I guess.
So what can people expect with what you have going at Riverbend Live with you and the other performers on Friday night?
It's going to be really something magical and special. This is a lineup of within the Western music and cowboy poetry world, just top-notch performers that I get to perform alongside and a really great variety. And we're going to do a format that's called Round Robin, where we take turns, you know, performing one number at a time. And that is so much fun for us and for the audience because we play off each other. We give each other ideas. There's just a lot of off the cuff creativity and chemistry that happens. That's the magic of a live show. And there's really, like I said, a lot of variety. Andy Hedges and I, actually three of us are from Texas, different parts of Texas. Dakota, who you're about to visit with, is also from Texas. But we all have, you know, bring a little bit of something different to the stage and have different styles that we perform in. And so I think it's just going to be a really well-balanced show that is going to keep the audience entertained and take them on a journey.
All right, sounds good. Kristen Harris with us at Riverbend Live on Friday night. Kristen, thanks for being on.
Thanks for having me.
All right, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson coming up at 1 o'clock. Our second of the four Riverbend Live performers, Dakota Robinson, on now. Also in Texas, on the radio while shoeing horses. That is not a combination we have very often with guests. Dakota, thanks for being on.
Hey, it's great to be here.
So talk about how you got into this whole Western entertainment movement.
Well, honestly, it just started off, you know, telling stories to buddies. You know, we lived in a lot of places where we didn't have TV or electricity or anything to keep us entertained. So we just started telling stories. And honestly, if you spend 16 to 18 hours a day by yourself, inevitably you start talking to yourself. And if you're lucky, it starts to rhyme.
So living in places without electricity, huh?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
There's several cow camps that still don't either have electricity or have to run off of a generator. So you're only using it sparingly. They still exist.
So is that what you do part of the time as well?
No, sir. I just shoe horses full time right now.
So is that working for a particular ranch or a family ranch? Or?
I have a pretty good list of clientele that I come around to once every 6 weeks and get their horses trimmed and shod and just kind of take care of whatever they need.
You know, a lot of people in our audience very familiar with taking care of horses. Me, not so much. What I didn't realize horses would need that much attention.
You know, people think boats are expensive. They haven't seen anything till it comes to horses.
Ah, so that's an interesting career in itself. Now, talk about your influences in doing what you do. You probably listen to other people, other of those Western performers. Who are some of the people that have got your attention?
I do. I'm a big fan of Waddy Mitchell, and Baxter Black is another one that I always enjoy listening to everything that he recorded. Larry McCorder was another really good Texas cowboy poet. Lots of stories, and it's always fun, you know, when you get to reading things that they wrote down years ago, and you can say, you know, hey, I've been in that pasture. I know exactly where he's talking about. Or, you know, I've been on that ranch. It's just kind of neat to find those little Easter eggs in there sometimes.
Baxter Black, Waddy Mitchell have both been at Riverbend Live in the past, and it always draws a very appreciative crowd. Sometimes we have people come from a long distance away because there's not a lot of places that you can hear cowboy poetry in Western music.
Yes, sir. Chris Ledoux wrote a song called You Just Can't See Him from the Road. And now with, you know, social media and it seems like more gatherings are popping up over and over. You know, people are starting to be able to experience authentic cowboy culture versus what might be portrayed on TV or, you know, with certain popular TV shows or whatnot. But it's always fun to kind of introduce people who are interested in it to the real deal, I guess.
Well, you know, one of the interesting things watching these performances over the years is how much the audience is drawn into what's going on. Now, they appreciate the other concerts, the other things. They can go out in the community, see lots of different kinds of music and all that. But there's really an art to being up there and holding an audience to the point where if you stop talking as a performer for a few seconds, you don't hear anybody else in the audience doing anything. They're just honed in on what you're doing.
Oh, that's always a cool feeling when you kind of take a pause and, you know, you can hear a pin drop in the room. But there's no lonelier place in the world than when you forget a line and you're just standing up there, you know, in front of a couple hundred people trying to resurrect this poem. But, you know, that's just part of the territory. But, yeah, it's fun to see how much people appreciate it and, you know, just how into it they get.
So, and that also, now that I think about it, I'm not sure I've ever seen one of the performers with, you know, an iPad or something, you know, just sort of a just-in-case device.
Sure. You know, some use them. I don't. It's just one more thing for me to keep up with. And I find that, you know, if you do your homework and you really, you know, rehearse that poem until you just know it by heart, forwards and backwards, you can really kind of present it in a more of a conversational way that I think the crowd appreciates more than, you know, just somebody reading a poem, if that makes any sense.
Now, do you also do music as well, or do you stick with poetry?
I couldn't carry a tune in a 5-gallon bucket. I just do the poetry deal. But who knows down the road. But for right now, it's just cowboy poetry.
All right, stay on the line with us. We're going to listen to one of your stories.
This is one that I wrote called Cowboy Vernacular, basically describing the unique language of a cowboy. A man would be hard-pressed to find something so spectacular as the lingo and slang-riddled speech of a cowboy's vernacular. Now, you can stalk a stalker if you're running stock on stalks. You can heap sweet talk cussing on a cow if she balks. You can sling iron on a horse if shoeing must be done. You can sling chains to a heifer if her calf is hung. You can drag a calf backwards and still head him to the fire. You can drag up on an outfit if you get tired of dragging wire. A hand can drag some country, though he'll ride alone. You can drag a trailer with you when you come dragging home. You can sit yourself a bronc, or you could set a post. You can sit with old men set in their ways and listen to them boast. You can pie out across the country on a cow hunt overzealous and slip up on that old rip so quiet a ninja's jealous. You can tie off to a bull. You can tie on to a cow, but you might get tied off to a patrol car if you tie one on in town. You can hem a coal-tip in a corner, though you're lacking needle and thread, or get the jump on a brushed-up bull that's half a jump ahead. You could run a running iron, or you could run a knife. She could run a set of shots for you if you run it past your wife. You can describe a bronc as snaky, though he rarely touches earth, or post a ground-eating trot without having to swallow dirt. You can string a string of horses till they're strung out to a crew, or hold a cut of runoff stuff on one that was strung to you. You can run a jag of cows. You can run some dogs a while. But run the wrong set and you can bet those cows are running wild. You can rip your way across a draw to draw down on a rip, lace a hip trip on her and drop her on her lip. Now you could fork a bronc. Or you could fork some hay. You could fork a mess of taters if they get forked your way. Now, when it comes to crossing country, most any verb will do. You can drift and slip or ease and prowl. It's really up to you. One thing to keep in mind should you encounter the cowboy dialect is that the unexpected is what you should expect. Just pick up bits and pieces and later sort them out. After all, it's what the cowhand's life is all about.
Wow. Dakota Robinson on with us from Texas. How long does it take to put something like that together?
You know, sometimes a poem just finds you and it, you know, just comes easy and natural, especially if you're, you know, telling about something that you experienced. And other times, I mean, you could whack it over the head with a hammer and not get any further in 3 days on it. You know, it's sometimes easier than others, but it's always fun. It's always an experience.
What's it like to do what you're going to do on Friday night where you're there with a group of other performers?
Oh, I'm super excited about the super talented people that are going to be on stage with me. I mean, they are absolutely some of the best in the industry, and it's going to be a great time. I can't wait.
Talk about your recordings. How can people find what you do?
You can find me on Facebook at Dakota Robinson Cowboy Poetry, and also on the same on YouTube. And hopefully a website coming soon. Still working out the kinks on that, but stay tuned.
So what do you figure for your future? What do you see yourself, you know, 5-10 years down the road?
Well, hopefully still writing cowboy poetry, maybe shooting a few horses. You know, I'm super excited to see, you know, kind of where this journey takes me. It's already taken me to a lot of places that I've never been. And, you know, you just kind of never know who you're going to meet, where you're going to wind up, and that's almost half the fun.
Now, how many places, how many states have you gone out touring in?
Let's see. Went to Elko, Nevada last year. Been to a few different shows in Texas. Still kind of in my rookie year, honestly. I mean, I've cowboyed in a lot more states than I've done cowboy poetry. That's for sure. But, hey, the list of dates is growing, so we're thankful for that.
All right, Dakota Robinson, along with Kristen Harris, Andy Hedges, and Jake Riley at Riverbend Live Cowboy Poetry and Western Music Roundtable on Friday night. Dakota, thanks for being on. We'll see you then.
Thank you. We'll see you then.
All right, 1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This has been Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Listen every weekday afternoon at 1230 to stay connected with what's happening in your community. Today's interview will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it with others and let them know where they can hear it. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.